Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This shir should be a special schus for Avi Moili v'Imi Moirasi Shemichyu Nishmas Moras Esther Bas Reb Shmuel. Well, the schus the fuas yochevet fega bas mechaltis basia chaychana bas ona del fuas rus victoria bas tilo vida schus nifiketa bas moras rochel ester chola nilve meileha the schus miriam brangel bas golda b'chol yotzei b'chol yotzei b'chol nilve meileha b'sus bo medar b'tchana dina b'chol yotzei b'chol yotzei b'chol nilve meileha b'sus refuas nisan el ilon ben shenu tzipoira ולזכוס ידידנב של רבי משה מאיר בן אברהם שמחה, ולזכוס משה יהודה בן פשטין אברהם ישראל משה מרדכי. Should be all, there's so much koich in this year, it's going to be a zchus for all of them, and all of you listening אם ירצה השם. אנחנו ממשיכים בעזרת השם, בסדרת השיעורים, בספר אורות התשובה, של מרן הרב, ואנחנו זוכים עכשיו לעמוד בפסקה האחרונה של פרק י' של פרק ת' סליחה פסקה י' אומר מרן הרב first we'll read it out and then we'll explain התשובה בכל ההליכות המעשיות שלה עם הרוח הכללית השולטת בעיקרה בימים מיוחדים לתשובה עם גודל התועלת שלה לזכך את הנפשות לעדן את הרוח ולטהר את המעשים מכיעורם היא מוכרחת להיות סופנת עימה איזה חולשה שלא נמלט ממנה אפילו הגיבור שבגיבורים, כשקמצים את הרצון, כשכופפים את עוז החיים על ידי הסלידה הפנימית והנטייה לשוב מכל חטא, מתקמץ גם כן הרצון של הטוב. ועוז החיים התיאורים מתחלש גם הוא. נמצא, האדם סובל מתארתו המוסרית חולשה כזאת, שסובל חולה שתרפא על ידי הזרמה אלקטרית חזקה, שאומנם גרשה, את הארץ שבמחלתו, אבל החליש את הכוח החי והבריא שבו. שווים על כן ימים של שמחת קודש, ושל חדוות הנפש, לקומם את הרצון הטוב ועוז החיים הטהור, אז תהיה תשובה שלמה נפלא מאוד. הרב מסביר פה את התהליך של חודש תשרי. ראינו, we already saw earlier, that תשובה weakens the רצון, because תשובה says to you, makes you feel like, oh, I don't want to do anything. Because I sinned, so I don't want to get in trouble over here. So I'll just do nothing. I'll be shei v'al taisa. And that weakens a person's ratzon. So the Rav here talks about the process that a person goes through of weakening the ratzon, followed by strengthening of the ratzon. Hatshuva, b'chol ha'alichot ha'ma'asiyot shel hatshuva, and all of its practical pathways that are expressed in getting up early in the morning, especially our brothers, the Sfardim, how they get up all of Elul so early, or go to sleep so late, long davenings, crying, sigufim, afflicting oneself, taniyos, fasting. So tshuva, b'chol ha'alichot ha'ma'asiyot, shalot zol ha'alichot ha'ma'asiyot of tshuva, im ha'ruach ha'klalit ha'sholetet b'ikara, b'yamim ha'miyuchadim l'tshuva, together with the general spirit that rules over it, and these days that are special for tshuva, in other words, besides the halachot ha'ma'asiyot that are special for Yom Noroim, El on Yom Noroim, so there's a very serious attitude of cheshbon ha'nefesh, taking stock of one's life. Im godel ha'toelet shela, lezakech et ha'nefeshot, la'aden et ha'ruach, ul'tehar et ha'ma'asim mikiuram. Together with the great benefit to purify the souls, to make the spirit more gentle, and to purify the deeds from their ugliness, from their filth. Together with that, it's a great toyeles, it's mezakech, the nefesh, it's ma'adein the ruach, right? The Rav is always using terms that are taken from the world of Kabbalah, and he has a much deeper meaning than I am able to perceive, but it's important just to read the words. They should cut with our neshamas. And our neshama hopefully understands, and one day our seich will also understand. Akupanim here talks about the nefesh, and he talks about the ruach. So it's mezakech the nefesh, it's ma'adin the ruach, it's metayer the maisim. He muchachet liot sofenet. What is sofenet? Sofenet means it includes, it encompasses. the Rav Tzvi Yehuda, in his Ha'aros to the Sefer, references Dvarim 33:21. So it encompasses in it, together with the Gevaldik Toyeles, Ima Ezechul Shah. There's a Shvachkeit over here that it brings, a weakening. Because B'Sofer Shel Dovor, it weakens a person. B'Sofer Shel Dovor, it weakens a person. That even the strongest of the strong cannot escape from this Schwachkeit, from this weakness. And why is that? Explains the Rav. Kishemekamtzim et haratzon. When one contracts, when one inhibits his ratzon, even though we're talking about a ratzon to do bad, to do evil, nevertheless, we are talking about a shvira, a dikui, a suppression, a breaking of the koichos hachayim. In other words, a person has a lot of koichos within him, a lot of powers, a lot of abilities. And when he inhibits them, even though he's focusing on inhibiting the ra, but it all goes down. He's just like, oh, I can't do this, can't do that. It weakens him. Because the love is a beautiful shtickle in Ana'ya about this, that's in this world, talking about the young people who are misgabra al yetzer, and this world, it's not easy for them, but in the next world, they're going to smell so good, they're going to be strong like cedars. It's going to be amazing, but because in the meantime, you have to hold back certain keches. You have to be makamit es haratzon. Kishekofim et ozachem adei aslida pnimit v'atel l'shuv mikol chet, when you bend down the strength of life through an internal slida, an internal aversion. And an inclination, in other words, averse to sin, to doing what's wrong, and an inclination to do tshuva for all sin, but he still has a cheshek to sin. So then he has this internal conflict. He has these ritzainos, he has these netios, and then he's pushing them down, he's suppressing them, repressing them. In such a mitzius, mitkametz gam ken haratzon shel hatov. So what happens is, psychologically, his will to do good also goes down. Because a person has a ratzon, and a person's ratzon is not split up. It's not divided between the good ratzon and the bad ratzon. They're two separate categories. And you can just take the bad ratzon, discard it, and then all you're left with is the good ratzon. It's not like that. It's one ratzon. Once you're breaking the ratzon for ra, it also is going to have an impact on the ratzon for toif. When a person's still in that world, a person can get to a place where it's only going to be good. Mitzvah Shem, we'll get to that. And the strength of the pure life that's expressed in Yiras Shamayim and Kiyom HaMitzvos mitchalesh gam hu, becomes weaker. Nemtza Adam sovel mitarato musavit chusha kazot. So it emerges that a person suffers from his ethical purity, such a weakness, she sovel choleshet rapei adei hazrama elektrit chazaka. When the Rav Zatzal was alive, they used to treat patients with electric shocks. So a person's healed with electric shocks. So what does that happen? Shamnam girsha te'eres shebemachalato. Yes, it was megaresh. It ejected the poison of his machala, aval hechlisha את הכוח החי והבריא שבו, but it also weaken his health. In other words, we have today, kimo, loy aleinu veloy al af echod, that nobody should then have to take, go through it. But what does chemo do? So it kills the good, bad cells, but it also kills the good ones. It kills the cancerous cells, but also the healthy cells. So you take medication. Lo aleinu, we shouldn't need. Az ma kore, ma ze korem, sheyesh tofeot levai. There are side effects. Shavim al ken, la'achar yemei harachamim va'aslichot. Yamim shel simchat kodesh. So we return, therefore, after the days of... So in other words, this tshuva does both. It kills the good, the bad ratzon with the good ratzon. So we return, therefore, after the days of rachamim and slichos, yom shel simchas kodesh. That's sukkis. And that's ve'yisa achsa meyach. L'koymein. What does l'koymein mean in this context? To restore et haratzon hatov ve'oz ha'chaim hatohor. The will for good and the strength, the pure strength of life. That's why the Rambam says in the Moira, in the third book of the Moira, in the 43rd chapter, that Yesh Li Tol B'Chag HaSukkot Et Arba'at Aminim, because they have Hana'a Sheb'Perot V'Atov Sheb'Rechot V'Yafeh Sheb'Alvin V'Atov Sheb'Asavim. It just smells good, it looks good, it tastes good. So it's Mamish Gevaldik. So that's what we have to, that's the Mahalach. We weaken our goodwill, and then comes the Yemei Simchas HaKodesh, and then that's empowered. So this shtickel appears also in the Sefer Olat Raya, in the second volume, in the Siddur, page Shin Samaches, there, and page Tov Tzadik Zayin. Rav Tzvi Yehuda referenced the following sources, the Pele Yoetz, and Erech Sukkah, Vatzel Samchenu Miyigonenu Mitzareinu Shem Tzdanu Yemei HaTshuva, Natan Lanu Tekev Et Chag HaSukkot Vetzivanu Nismoach. We know that we had a rough emotional period, a rough patch over the Yom Noraim, so that now God gives us sukkahs to restore our simcha. Sfasemes and sukkahs dvorim sof tav tzarichet v'emet acharei yamim anoraim kasher emtzuat simcha im lo be'ezer alion. So it's hard to find simcha, so we have divine help. He sends a simcha to the hearts of the Jewish people. Mitzon yarav yaseh, these are days of simcha and ratzon. So it's hard to be with a different ratzon after a good ratzon, a positive ratzon after the Yom Noraim, we're feeling down. So what happens? We have Posech HaSiyatech HaMizbilch HaRetzon, and then Vayter, Retzon Yirayav Yaseh. He gives us this Ratzon. Ratzon Eshlemus HaNefesh. He gives us these days of goodwill, even though we had Yira, and therefore we're feeling a little bit in awe and scared, and you may add din for people who take it seriously, who understand what it means. So they're in a great state of yiras. He gives them this positive ratzon, and through that, ves shavasam, yishma v'yoshiyem, and then he will hear them and save them, because these days of Zavad Hashem, ori v'yishi, ori is Rosh Hashanah, and yishi is Yom HaKippurim, and that's what it says, u'shaftem mayim b'sason mimayenei ha'yishua. So we will draw the waters of sason from the wellsprings of Yeshua. In other words, what's the Yeshua? Yeshua is Yom Kippur. In other words, Sukkot, Nisuch HaMayim of Sukkot, the Simcha of Sukkot, is drawing from Yom Kippur. In other words, after Yom Kippur, now we had the Tshuva, we're feeling a little bit down, and now that's transformed. Obviously, we're happy also we had a Kapara Savanis, but we're also scared. We also have this melancholy, possibly. So now we have these great days of Yeshua. Yimayenei HaYeshua. Yom Kippur is Yeshua, and we actually feel the Yeshua, feel the Simchas HaYeshua on Sukkot. So that's the process, and then our Ratzon HaTov is restored. The Ra has already disappeared, Baruch Hashem, and now we just have a Ratzon for Tov. So that was a beautiful shtickle, and Be'ezrat Hashem Yitbarach, Anachnu Namshich Pa'am Ha'ba'ah, V'nireh Hemshech דברי קדשו של מרן הרב, שהם מאירי עיניים משיבי נפש. Thank you so much for listening to this.